Hello, everybody. Welcome to Non-Standard Action.
I've lost the number of the episode. Where's it at? There it is.
Episode 64. I have titled it Clash of the Corner Hounds. Thank you for joining us. It has been a while. Real life has been wild.
84 years.
Yes, it's been 84 years. There's been ups and downs. We've had families and raised them to adulthood, and now we're back.
Multiple beards have been grown.
I mean, so many beards.
It's ridiculous.
It's been a cycle of beards. Some of us grew them down and then chopped them off and grew another one. This is my third beard.
Now, let me see if I can find one laying around.
I couldn't make my own, so, you know, store bought will have to do.
Mm-hmm. I just chipped you one of my other beards.
Yes, that is where this luxurious beard came from.
We, yeah, all we all donated.
Yes.
Hey, should they use the guest beard?
But anyway, when last we met, our heroes bypassed everything I expected them to do, hung a right, and then they ran into a trio of corner hounds and decided to fight them. And we're in the
player
middle of
two.
That right now. Yeah, as players do. 100% as players.
Players
do.
Are the worst.
They're not the worst. Yep. They're just unpredictable.
Yes, we are. We're the worst.
We're okay, look. There's a spectrum of ways we could be worse. We haven't, like, burned any town down on purpose yet.
Yeah, you haven't tried to murder innocent townspeople to try and get, like, 5 XP or something.
Right.
There has been surprisingly little arson.
One of the enemies got away. We had to kill somebody in the town just to make up for it.
What do you mean, we?
You are literally a murder hobo. You live in the woods.
Excuse you.
And do murders.
Murder survivalist. Off the grid is very different from homeless.
Ava is just a more extreme
murder unhoused.
You know what they say, home is where the heart is, and she's got pulls a big string of goblin hearts out of her bag. She's got a whole string of homes.
Fair. We do have, sorry, I'm a little bit rusty. We have to blow the rust off. So courtesy of the Dark One, pronouns exalted. What are three things your character is likely to buy at the grocery store that would make the cashier concerned? And my attention is just drawn to the beard. Let's go to Nick and Lahan.
Just cut off for you.
Yes. So Lahan is buying a new library chip, a screwdriver, and a mirror. But how do you learn new languages?
By unscrewing the panel on the back of your head, obviously, and plugging in a new library chip.
Exactly.
Fair.
I mean,
I know Latin now.
How do you think I've learned all these languages?
I know Kung Fu as a language. I can read body language. Leif, Ava, what would you buy at the grocery store that would raise eyebrows?
That would concern the... Okay, let's see. I just had something and it's all gone now because I was making Matrix references.
It's fair trade.
Ava would be buying what's that stuff called? The ion tape, a zip stick, and a lot of motor oil.
Yeah, that's... If that's not a body disposal kit, I don't know what is.
You would be pleased if they thought it was for body disposal.
Okay.
Better than what I, Leif, was thinking of.
This conversation went one way and then kept going, huh?
Sure. All right. Tom and Jacinto.
Hi. Jacinto would be buying a mirror, a ceramic bowl, and lighter fluid.
And now I'm looking at you like, what? Why?
For a ritual, of course.
Like, this is a grocery store, guys. Like,
yeah. You're telling me that you can't get lighter fluid at your grocery store?
It's not a grocery
Midwestern state that you live in?
You are correct. However, it's not a grocery item, right? That's where I'm going with this.
Okay, it's still in a grocery store.
It didn't say grocery item. It said something you could buy at the grocery store.
This is a Starfinder grocery store.
Okay. All right,
Conrad. And
Grawr. All right. Well, Grawr is going to buy 2 24 packs of beer, the entire poultry section, and a handful of those like little jello pudding cups, because you always have room for dessert.
It's the whole poultry section.
The whole poultry section, right? Well, it's yes. Right, because like no one of your items is concerning. It's just a combination therein. Anyway, yes. But that is the big hungry space bear.
Fair. All right. So Icebreaker has been asked. The recap has happened. Let's dive back in and see what Jacinto is going to do. The red dots, or the colored dots, indicate that you are currently immune to the gaze of a particular Hound of Tyndalos.
Yeah.
Murder puppy.
Ooh. Murder puppy from the dimension of time, if I'm not mistaken.
Lang. Is Lang the dimension of time?
Is what the dimension of time?
Lang.
I don't know.
That's where they're from.
Oh.
I know they're very clearly not a murder puppy. What's going on here?
Remember, that's my undead friend.
I don't remember. It's been months.
I controlled undead from a spell gem that I had in my pocket since like book two, when we were going to the mental hospital. Remember, and we were like, oh, there could be undead there. I should take this spell just in case. And I never used it, and here it is. So now I have this ogre undead construct thing. So his name is Steve.
So don't attack it. That's all I heard.
Don't attack it. Please don't attack it. In fact, he's going to help you by attacking Red right now. So Red Ogre, at the start of my turn, is going to attack Red Hound of Tyndalos. I don't have control over its sheet, so I'll need you to do that for me.
Yes, because I have him in Hero Lab, and I did not put him into Roll 20 because I was a jerk. They are attacking. You have a slam at your disposal, and the slam will be performed. Did you want a single attack?
Yeah, we'll make it a single attack. This guy's not terribly skilled, I think.
That was just a weird read. 23, and I need to look at the AC of my creature.
You stop hitting yourself.
You can't tell me my creature's
AC. Stop hitting
AC. Yourself. 23 is not enough to hit. That was a very low roll, I'm not going to lie.
That's fine. That sounds...
4 on the die.
That sounds flanking. About right. Oh yeah, it does have flanking. Plus 2?
That would not get it up high enough.
Fair enough.
Roll 20. The sound on.
Yeah, it's a good track. It is very loud, though. Okay. Ooh, my spell slots are not looking good, friends.
Nope.
Oh, that's not what we like to hear when we start a fight.
No. We'll come back to a fight. Either way, I have.
We end the room prior to a boss.
Yeah. I was. All right, well, and I have 4 resolve points left. Wow. We're in shambles here. Artania is going to attack Blue Hound of Tyndalos.
We are looking for a place to rest, I believe, is what we're actually doing.
I don't think you rested overnight, but you rested for a little while and did some healing.
Yes.
We don't have a
10-minute rest. I think our magic boy... needs spell slots back, and I need to get rid of this negative level.
And I need I would benefit greatly from an 8-hour rest. I wish we had Magnificent Mansion in this.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say.
that helped us through so many dungeons in Extinction Curse. Holy crow. Okay, so Artanya is going to attack the blue hound. Single attack. 27 versus KAC. I need to specify that.
That will miss.
Oh, you tease. Oh my gosh. All right. Well,
very close. That was... if Grar was in a flanking position, that would have been a hit.
Too bad Grar isn't in a flanking position, but I'm not going to hold that against Grar. He's a bear.
No, I'm not. Almost. Mm-hmm.
Not in the slightest.
Well, I've got a very long reach. I'm large, but okay, you're correct.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to be able to draw a straight line from one corner of your space. Okay, so then I guess I'll cast... Let's look at what Ego Whip does. God bless you. I need to be certain distance, and I need to have line of sight. So why don't we go stand next to my buddy Lahan?
Oh, hi.
Yeah, 30 feet. Yeah, that's definitely doable. So I'm going to cast Ego Whip on the Red Hound of Tyndalos with one of my spell slots. Second level, of course. Will save. DC too low, I'm sure, because I'm playing a spellcaster.
Roll it. There we go. 23.
Yep. So
it's staggered for one round, though, it looks like.
Yes, Leif. My level 12 character has a lower save DC than your level 6 wizard in Pathfinder 2. Granted, the systems are different, but yes. DCs are pathetically low in the system. Jacinto's wisdom modifier is the max it can be.
Wow. It's a DC 19 and we're at level 12.
Yeah.
I have a 24 on my level 8 magus.
It's just 10 plus spell level plus wisdom modifier.
Woof.
Yeah, Pathfinder 2 really got spellcasters better, but this is not the place for me to pontificate.
No.
I've already talked about it many times, probably on the stream. So
stop! The horse is already dead.
I'll end my turn.
All right. Grar, what would you like to do?
Alright. Grar would like to reload the rolls button. You can see Cam Toro's character sheet up. So of red and blue danger doggies, which one is the more wounded one?
I'm sorry, what was that? I just got distracted by Tom typing something.
All good. So out of the red and blue danger dogs, which is the more wounded one?
The red one is the more wounded one.
Wonderful.
The red one is currently staggered too.
Sounds great. So the red one is going to be the recipient of a full attack. It is old. Well, come on, character sheet. There we go. There you go. All right. I think I know the outcome of this one.
Well, the 19 hits, the 36 misses.
Here's so Steve Hubris. Go on.
44 damage. 44 damage. Ouch. You guys are monsters.
We are monsters.
True.
You're literal monsters. Anyway, I think that...
screams in agony as your claws just tear into it from way too far away.
Unmake its existence from a 15-foot reach.
You slash at it, and all of a sudden pieces of it are missing.
Correct. What a strange character class of Vanguard. It's really nothing quite like the other similar space systems. Over to Ava.
All right. Ava is, from this position, going to just attack three times.
Sure. As you do.
The red.
Oh, not the blue.
Dang it.
Nope. We're not going to attack around a pillar. I don't even think she can see blue right now. Maybe just a bit. Anyways, here's the button. 31, 19, 23. And these are with flanking, not factored in. So 33, 21, 25.
So the second two miss, the first hits and does 1 point more damage than is necessary to kill it.
I love hearing those words. All right. Ava does a murder.
Ava does a murder.
As one does.
As Ava does.
Yeah.
And since that is a full round action and not one of three actions, that'll be my turn.
Sure. And it's now the Hound of Tyndalos' turn. And it is going to... Sorry, Judy was skateboarding before this, and I did not look over the Hound of Tyndalos as close as I should. I apologize. It's going to level its ripping gaze upon Artania.
Don't like that.
I believe it is a fortitude save.
Ah, well, I'll just go ahead and roll that up for you with my plus six modifier.
Oh no.
This should be just fine. That's an 18.
Okay, so you do fail. That's gonna hurt. Tom, would you like me to roll the dice or would you like to roll the damage?
It's your circus, man. Roll the dice. Ah, see, that's fine. It's only more than half his remaining health. I'm sure that's the only effect, right, Jet? Right? There's no other shenanigans going on here?
Let me just double check real quick, because again, it's been a second since we've looked at these creatures, and their gaze is complex, if nothing else. Nope, that's it. Damage or immunity if you succeed.
Excellent.
And Artania did not. That's the hound's... It's leveling that gaze, and it's...
What is it, Jet?
The thing is, it has a move that would be super useful... But this room was specifically designed to not have any corners.
Interesting.
It's going to back up. Which I think would provoke an attack of opportunity from Grar.
And Artania. Not that Artania's attack will matter. Unless I roll a 30. There you go.
Sorry, I was explaining to Judy that now is not the time for me to cook mac and cheese and that she has plenty of leftovers.
Yeah, it's funny that happens as soon as you're sitting down to a stream.
Yep. A 25 will miss. A 30... will hit for 28 piercing damage. And these creatures are actually resistant to piercing, so not quite as much gets through as you might expect.
Sounds about right. Fine by me.
There we go. And it cries out in pain as Artania goes with its little pedipalps. And it's Lahan's turn.
Did Grar hit?
Dad, are you talking to yourself?
Am I?
No, you're not. Grar did not hit.
Oh.
Okay.
Grar did not hit, yeah.
Okay.
Alright, let's see. I don't remember who I had combat tracks. Let's do combat tracking. The dual tracking on both of these ones that are still alive. Worry about it again. And take a shot at this thing I've reached. Have we seen it reach out and smack somebody who's standing, say, as close as I am?
Well, remember the giant's on your side and the creature is all the way across the room.
Oh, okay. That's right. That's Jacinto's... we've been over this. Yes, I combat track the murder puppy and shoot it.
Oh.
Ah, that's a crit!
A natural 20 for a total of...
Oh, yeah.
70 cold damage.
And if it is still alive, what does it take?
And this is magic, I believe, because you do have a wow, I cannot think of the name of the things that make the things magical right now.
Weapon fusion?
Yes, weapon fusion. Oh man, that's so much damage. 70 damage. Creature just absolutely shrieks. It is an unearthly howl of agony, and you have bind. The target is entangled as if the weapon had the entangle weapon special property.
For one round.
So is there a save versus that, or is that just in effect?
I don't believe so. I believe I would have put it.
It just is.
This is the text.
That's fine. Not entangled. Entangled. I will add that. Boop. Target is now entangled. And that's Lahan's turn. Jacinto. And I think because this is a frost-based weaponry, it's just like it's got pieces of ice that have grown on it and are hindering its movements.
Excellent. So, let's see. My spider boy, Artania, is going to move in very bravely, but not before Jacinto casts not Cure Wounds, super not that. That's not a piezo system spell at all, I don't think.
Mystic Cure. Yeah.
That's the one. Mystic Cure, level 2. But I guess I would have to move up. So he was... Oh boy. He was here. Jacinto moves up to Artania and touches him for 14 plus, let's say 40, so 54. So Jacinto takes on terrible wounds as Artania's wounds sort of stitch up. Jacinto does not want his favorite little spider boy getting hurt.
I kind of picture it as
mortally.
As your flower petals, like, withering.
Mm, yeah, I like that. I like that a lot.
As you give of your life force.
Yeah. Then Artania bravely chomps down on the hound for only a 21. And
21
then...
still miss.
Yeah, that's fine. Giant boy is... I assume he has a speed of at least 30?
That's the giant boy, if I remember, had stupid speed. Yeah, he definitely has... He has a speed of 50, actually.
Incredible. So then Giant Boy is going to take a single swipe at the Blue Hound as well. We've got him on the ropes. He's in the corner. Well, he's in the edge of the room. That is
rolled
an edge.
A natural one, Tom. I'm sorry.
It's fine. I mean, this is one giant that we didn't have to, like, you know, destroy ourselves, right? Even if he did seem to be the runt of the litter. That will be my turn.
Grar.
Okay, so Grar notices there's a very weak Hound of Tindalos in melee range. He doesn't have to move. So Grar does what Grar does, and that is full attacks to things that are not very far away and are vulnerable to, you know, non-existence. So, one of these should end this fight. Yeah, was it 28 hit?
28.
Energy if it matters.
28 does hit.
Okay. Please remove 50 hit points of its life force.
Whew. Boy, howdy. Boy, howdy, does this thing look like it's on its last legs. Oh. its insides are starting to be on its outside, all thanks to... Actually, no, they're not. They're disappearing into nothingness. Its insides are disappearing into the void. Ava.
Equally upsetting.
That's exactly what I like to hear. Ava will move there and attack once. She comes flying around the pillar and stabs it in the side with a 36 for 43 damage.
That super hits and you super kill it.
Yeah.
Teamwork.
Very good.
All right. Jacinto sort of like sags against the wall, the pillar that he's next to, a little bit.
Jacinto, are you okay?
Oh, I'm all right. Just tired is all, but I don't think we should face Machmirian. Like, well, I don't feel up to facing Machmirian right now. I don't know if there's any way we could find somewhere to sort of hole up for a little bit, but that would be great because I'm not going to be much use right now.
We'll just have to each crawl into our separate null space chambers and just activate our environmental protections and just sleep in our null space, I guess. That's the best option I got.
Now, Ava, that is a really good idea, actually. You know why? Because we have this giant here, and we can just put the null space chambers on the giant, and I could command him to say, all right, well, you stand guard here and wake me up if we're disturbed. But, you know, he's like a Trojan giant horse, you know, like the space Trojan horse.
So two things. One, that makes me think of Japanese sleep tubes. And sure. Two, I think you have some null space chambers marked 3, which I think can hold like 6 to 8 people inside an individual.
Interesting. Let's check that.
I know that they were some loot drops. Whether or not you wrote them down on your sheets, you definitely got them during the attack on Sandpoint.
I always write them down. Well, it says you can close for a null space chamber mark 3. You can close up to 100 bulk in this device's pocket space, a 9-foot cube. It can hold enough air for 1 medium creature or 2 small creatures for 2 days. Now we're not worried about air necessarily because we've got the environmental protections, as Ava said. So, because environmental protections is days per level.
Yeah, you've got 2 weeks basically of oxygen and other things in your suit. It's a 9-foot cube, so you guys can cozy up however you'd like.
Yeah.
Marcus one to himself.
I guess maybe why don't we check the room first, see if there's anything interesting in here or why these hounds were here.
Because it's been like a month at this point, I'll just reread the description for this room now. This strange empty room has been smoothed over to an even greater extent than the other chambers. In this complex, that was a weird break in my writing. Greater extent than any of the other chambers in this complex. Every angle of the walls has been modified into a gentle arc, removing any element of harsh, regular lines entirely from view. Patches of what appear to be scorched marks stain the walls and floors here and there, especially to the south, where part of the wall has been just destroyed, which is kind of how you found, like, what drew your attention down here. If you look around, make a mysticism check.
You know I love making mysticism checks. 32.
Sorry, I was looking at my cheat sheet, and I had this guy in the way.
Oh, very cute.
So half times on party level 18. So I'm just gonna give you a tiny little smidgen. It looks as though you can see the faint markings of some sort of arcane runes in the walls. You're not exactly certain what they do. But, I mean, you can draw conclusions based on what you know of the Hounds of Tyndalos, the fact that there are no corners in the rooms, and there are some sort of runes etched into the wall.
They were meant to be kept here? or something like that? I'm not really sure. Are the runes like in New Thessalonian or anything like that? Or
yes, there are old ones, and you can see where there are some newer ones that have been scratched in, as where areas it looks like where areas have been partially damaged.
Okay. Well then. Well, if there's nothing else in this room, how do you all feel about sleeping now? Would anybody mind taking a rest?
We could certainly rest. I guess this place, I mean, we don't really know what's through that door, but.
Yeah, maybe we have our friend Steve here just sort of like stand out in the hallway previous, down the hall. So that way, you know, he's not in this weird room surrounded by dead hounds of Tyndalos, because that'd be kind of confusing for anybody who walked up on him. All right, well. Before we rest, let me heal. Let me burn another spell slot. I've got one more fourth level that I've been holding on to just in case, and I will definitely use it to cast Mystic Cure on myself. Mystic Cure at fourth level is... Oh, I don't have Mystic Cure at fourth level. That's embarrassing. I have a spell gem of Mystic Cure 4, but I'm saving that for emergencies. So I'll just use a fourth.
Able to use a fourth level spell as a third level spell?
Yes, that's what I was going to do next, was I'll just cast Mystic Cure 3 using my last fourth level slot. Because that should still be... Nope, it's only 26. Holy heck.
Just sacrifice 30 of your own health to heal yourself. And...
Yeah, I'll just give myself another 26 by taking 26 of my hit points away. That should work just fine. should be fine. Because I still have... All right, that was a last fourth level. I still have a couple second level slots, so let me just like cast Mystic Cure a couple more times. We also get what level... Is it level times con mod in this system each night that we rest?
I believe so.
All right. Well, here's a Mystic Cure for me. Another 15's got me exactly at full. So that's cool. And then here's for Artania.
1 HP per character level.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
We were thinking back to Pathfinder 1E and or 3.5.
That was, in fact, the rule in the playtest. And I think in the release of Pathfinder 2E as well. Well, that's my last three second level spell slots, and I'm pretty much good to go. Does anybody else need hit point healing? No, just me.
Negative level healing is what I need.
Now, I think I have that. Let's see. What do I have in my spell gems? Anybody know off the top of their head what... Jet, I'm getting some weird feedback from you.
It's gotta be my air conditioner.
Sorry.
Yeah, that sounds like.
I have restoration and lesser restoration. I'm pretty sure one of those is going to be the ticket. Also, do negative levels just heal overnight?
They are temporary.
Okay. Let's see.
You attempt a saving throw each day to remove those negative levels. So you want to save your spell gem for the morning.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. I agree, I should say. So, Leif, what is the saving throw DC for that, though, Nick? Does it
22.
Say... Oh, 22. Oh, Jet has
it. Same as the effects that cause the negative levels.
Yeah,
great.
22.
All right,
and it was
so,
a fortitude save. It was just a bizarrely low roll from Ava.
Yeah. Okay. Well, assuming we get our 8 hours of rest.
You guys came up with a real good idea. I'm not going to be a jerk about it. You guys can just, like, hand your undead giant some null space chambers and climb inside your Japanese sleep capsules. I think that's a great idea.
All right, now, Steve, we're going to be in here. I'm going to be in this one. So if anything happens, please wake me up. But
it's,
also...
I can stay with the giant, too. I don't need a rest. I'm a marshal.
You don't need a rest?
No.
Oh, you mean... Oh, I guess. Yeah, that's fair.
I'm tech support. I don't need a rest. I can do this all day.
Well, there's fatigue rules involved eventually, but yeah, you're right.
I don't think we've been here that long, have we, Jet?
I don't think so. So, we, the real people, have forgotten, and I'm not going to just arbitrarily enforce that.
Well, I mean, so and then, I mean, we could also, Lahan could, like, you know, sit down and lean against the wall and take a nap so that, you know, he could woke up if anything happens, too.
That's fair.
Actually, that's a really good point. Jacinto, you hide, but I.
We don't want your rest.
We can sleep in shifts because that's not like already a normal thing.
Because we only need 6 hours. You need eight to get hit points back, and you have to sleep all the way through.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So
if you get disturbed, it sucks because you're a caster. We're fine. We'll just go back to sleep.
Well, thank
as
you.
Long as I get my
your RP.
Yes, my RP back.
I think we only need 6 for RP, if I recall correctly. But it's funny, because the recovery hit point says 8 hours of sleep or more, but I'm pretty sure Starfighter's only 6.
It's fine either way. It's an amount of time. It's 6 to 8 hours. Let's just say 7. It's fine.
We sleep until our points are back.
Yes, until we feel that ding, 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 ding.
Unless you would like to interrupt us with something.
I'm not going to interrupt you because this was a super good plan. I like the Japanese sleep capsules. Ava, make a fortitude save.
Oh, thank goodness.
All right, here it comes.
Oh, my God.
do we have any rerolls? Because I'd reroll a nat 1.
Oh, my goodness.
We super don't. Dear listeners, if you are out there, if anybody is there, please give us a reroll.
I offer a prayer up to Desna, hoping to turn my luck.
Well, Desna ain't here right now, but Jacinto is. And Jacinto has a giant, shiny spell gem, multifaceted spell gem that he sort of like, he you know, crawls out of his little null space chamber. Says, "Oh, Ava, you still look like Flame. Here, I have something for this." And he like rummages around in his backpack, pulls out a comically large spell gem. Something that I've only realized when I played Jacinto was that you can combine spell gems into like multifaceted gems, so you have them all as like one object. So it's so easy for somebody to rob you of all of your spell gems at the same time. All at once. It's great. It's
like 30,000. Would ever pull that.
No, especially not Jet. It's like carrying $1,000 in your pocket at once. So Jacinto pulls out this spell gem, and he will cast Restoration of the 4th level variety, not Lesser Restoration. This spell functions as Lesser Restoration, except it also removes temporary negative levels or 1 permanent negative level.
Very good.
Yeah, so it also heals all temporary ability damage, and it restores all points permanently drained from a single ability score. I don't think any of that is important, though, to Ava. I don't remember her having ability drain.
No,
I have neither penalty nor drain in any of my abilities. But this is good to know.
Lovely. So I think I've got... Yeah, I have 2 more restorations in my back pocket here, so we're okay. We're going to be fine if that happens again.
How many spells do you have on that gem, just so I know?
Don't worry about it. I have it all written down. It's Mystic Cure level 4 times 2. Lesser Restoration times 3. Restoration times 2.
Okay.
It's 8 spells. No, 7 spells now.
I was just trying to picture what kind of dice it looked like.
Oh yeah, it was a D8 basically, but
and
now
it's just a really weird shape.
Well, no, just one of the faces is dull.
Sure.
Yeah,
that'd be fun if it restructured with every spell.
It would be fun.
So,
all right. Yep. So you have two doors to pick from, and you've slept for 8 hours.
And so many spell slots. Okay. Time to blow all my spell slots in one combat again. Remember how much fun that was? All right. Well, I feel great. Grar, Ava, Lihan, where do we want to go next?
Right there?
Yeah.
Ava would make an argument for checking the doors out in the hallway first, but we can go that way if that's where the party's leaning.
I have no preference.
We could backtrack.
Yeah, I feel like I respect
leaving things
Ava's
behind us is probably not a great idea.
Yeah. Purely thinking from a tactic standpoint.
I like Ava's instinct, so I'm okay with that. Let's backtrack.
All right, let's do it.
This way, Steve. Yeah. I've only got control of him for another 11 days. Sorry, Jeff.
Only.
You're fine.
This is our new friend, Steve. Steve is going to be with us forever.
If your concept of forever is 11 days, then you're absolutely correct.
Not forever?
We'll be off this ship by then, and I can buy, 100 spell gems of control undead.
Just keep dragging
around. Or you can just leave Steve on the ship as it blows up.
That's also fair. Steve is a horrible undead monstrosity who has no brain.
So, we're walking up to this door in the hall. This hall is... has a ceiling 40 feet high. It's decorated with an intricate display of supports and beams. The walls are carved in long swaths of densely scribed runes. The seven-pointed star is repeated off. To the east, the hallway is caved in. You were just coming from the caved-in section. To the west, the hall, which is the direction you're walking right now, to the west, the hall ends in an immense bronze double door. It bears a huge mirror-like silver inlay of the ubiquitous seven-pointed star. The set of doors has no obvious hinges, handles, or locks, save for a single, tiny, star-shaped indentation at the center of the large, mirrored star.
Do we have anything? Go on.
You have looked at this door briefly before, because whoever can read New Thessalonian can decipher the fact that the walls... Actually, it was the walls. It wasn't the doors. You deciphered that the walls are covered in meditative prayers to the peacock spirit, meant to calm and prepare the mind to any who seek to use the library. And anyone who read it became affected by the calm emotions spell for 10 minutes, which I think a couple, like you and... I think it was just Lahan that was affected, because I think Jacinto decided to resist.
Huh? Wait, we saw library and didn't go in?
Yeah. You just were like, no, library, screw that. Let's go look at this hole in the wall.
Man, who are these?
I was just worried that there were going to be things coming out of the hole in the wall while we're looking at the library. And look at me, I was right.
You were right. Let's check the library.
We're now going to check the library.
The door is locked.
Do we have a seven-pointed star thing that could fit into that tiny little indentation?
50.
The door is magically locked.
I don't know if it's still locked, guys.
Magically locked.
Magically locked.
Does magic count when you get a 50 on your engineering check?
Yes.
So you need to somehow counteract this magic lock.
Jacinto,
Well,
there's magic on it. Help.
Jacinto cracks his twig arms and steps up to the door.
The GM is tired of my bullshit.
This isn't something I added. This is in here to stop rogues.
Oh, no, okay. I believe you. I do. I'm some cracked wise, don't lie to me.
I'm sorry, which door is this that you were describing? Is it the one that Lahan is in front of, or that Jacinto is in front of, the one that Grar is in front of, or the one that I am in front of?
This one right here that Jacinto is in front of.
There are a lot of doors here. I'll make a perception check first. Do I need to make a perception check? I'll make a perception check. I'm just going to roll it.
Just make it. That's fine. 31.
31. I'm so good at perceiving.
Okay. Jacinto, Lahan, you should be next to the door because you came up and tried to unlock it.
Yeah.
Position yourselves where you would have been as Lahan was unlocking the door, because there is a wall of text about this library and I missed something.
No, Grar, you can't be in my space. Get out of my space.
Grar is
Don't do it. Don't step on
Jacinto.
You're gonna be closer to the danger part than I am right now.
It's fine. It's fine.
Okay.
When Halahan starts trying to pick the lock, the door just sort of becomes suffused with a dull gray glow that then rapidly brightens to a near blinding intensity, and then a strange figure floats out of the door's surface. It's fine. I'm just going to move it to the token layer.
And clear the initiative meter.
Yeah. Clear the initiative meter. And then everyone's going to need to roll initiative.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Do you know what it is, Lahan?
A bad day?
Awesome.
Oh, a really bad day.
Oh, no.
Oh, I really don't like being at the front. Oh, no.
Okay, if only there was a big DG tank to be in front for you.
Yes, yes. And this will only hurt for a moment.
Ava, you get to react as this creature materializes out of the door.
Well, is it acting hostile or menacing in any way?
Well, this is you getting to react before it gets a chance to. It is coming out of the door as Lahan tries to pick it. The room is noticeably brightening as it...
Yeah, we're in a hostile place. This is a clear response to something we're trying to do. And Ava will just say, "Look out, Lahan!" And we'll fling a shuriken at this. No, she's actually going to jump over Jacinto.
Not that hard to do.
Yeah, no, exactly. And we'll stab.
Get it. Oh, wait. Sorry, that's Jacinto's line.
27 to hit? That's a low roll.
27 to hit, that is purely sonic. That will actually just hit.
Lovely. 41 sonic damage, ignoring 5 of the enemy's energy resistance if they have sonic resistance.
Okay. Sorry. So it negates damage resistance. All of the damage appears to go through. Ow. Ow.
Nice.
Minus 41, not 10. I mean, I would have been fine with 10, but Leif would have been upset with me. Minus 41. The creature was initially focused on Lahan, but it's just kind of floating in air, and it twists. It rotates in air to look at you, Ava. And it reaches out to touch you with both its hands.
Well, that can't be good.
No, I'm sure it's fine.
Oh, sorry. There was one other thing I actually wanted to do.
Okay.
But it's unclear because it doesn't. These things don't readily specify if it actually takes the move action or not.
Well, you what did move and then attack.
Would an intimidate check to demoralize a foe take a move action or
that standard? Actually takes a standard action unless you
yes have unless you have the improved.
Okay well then tell me how would I go about doing this then if it takes a standard action.
Oh this that's is just you, as
you,
it
yeah you can
okay
when you
great.
Hit you can yeah
when you hit is the trigger.
Got it. Okay. So that's a 29 to beat the demoralized DC of this thing, and if it beats that DC, then they they're off target when they're attacking anyone other than Ava.
Yep, I'm trying to look up demoralized real quick.
The demoralized DC is 15 plus 1.5 times CR, or 10 plus its intimidate bonus.
River attire.
Yeah.
10 plus its intimidate bonus, you say, right?
If it's yes. higher.
If that's higher, then 15 plus 1.
Yeah.
High five.
Oh, no,
that's okay, yeah, I'm gonna go with intimidate. Yeah, that doesn't do anything.
Fair enough.
And I did roll the attacks, and I do remember the numbers I rolled. I believe they will miss. What's your touch AC, Ava? Or not touch, your EAC, I'm sorry. I don't know why it said touch.
EAC's
31. 31. Ah, I just missed. I got 30 and 30 to touch you. So this shining childlike entity sort of floats out of the door, is going to touch Lahan. Ava draws their attention, and then they reach out to touch Ava, and Ava manages to evade the touches. Rar, what would you like to do?
So, it seems like you all have encountered this thing before. I have
having some echo.
Sorry, I keep forgetting to not push talk. So you all have encountered this thing before, and I haven't. What is this thing?
Have we?
No, you've never encountered you all, one of these.
Okay.
Our characters do not.
Okay.
I know.
Well,
I don't.
Bye. So Grower, in his furry little brain, has noted that there, in all his travels across the universe, there still hasn't been very much stuff that's been immune to the raw power of entropy. So Grower's gonna give the old bow tie a try. Yeah, that looks gross. I don't like it.
Yeah, that's not helpful to me. Sorry.
So you attack, and Entropic Strike is versus EAC, if I remember correctly.
It sure is.
25 will miss. 33 will hit for 44 damage. Gosh, you guys are monsters.
Huh?
Yeah.
You say this literally every time I make an attack roll. Grower feels unfairly singled out, but nonetheless ends his turn.
To be fair, I call Ava a monster all the time as well.
That's true.
But there's that. Jacinto, what would you like to do? You've got this unknown entity that floated out of a door and tried to touch Ava.
I'm going to make a mysticism check to try and recall knowledge on it, if that is the appropriate skill.
That would be, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's a 30. Probably not going to do it. I don't know, though.
I don't think that's going to do it, bud.
Yeah. It's 10 plus 1.5 times CR for common or
that
uncommon.
Not a common creature.
15. Well, common would be 5 plus 1.5. Uncommon would be 10. Rare would be 15 plus 1.5 times CR, I think.
I would say this creature is pretty rare.
Yeah, that's fair. So if it's 15 plus 1.5 times CR, and if it's RCR, then it would be like 31 DC. So anyway, Cinto has no idea what this thing is, so he's going to try and talk to it briefly and say, hello, we just wanted to access the library here. Are you the librarian?
And I think it just turns and stares at you with that weird sort of melted face with the glowing mouth and eyes that are just... looks kind of like the Scream mask. Mm-hmm. You know, the killer from Scream. That's kind of what the face looks like, but glowing from within.
Okay. Oh my god, Nick, your beard.
It's I know, the best thing about this beard is that, like, you know what? My ears hurt.
You know what? This is getting too hot.
I'm I am witch. Thank you for recognizing.
There is one advantage. There's one advantage to the actual beard is that it doesn't make your ears hurt.
That's true. But when it gets hot and itchy, can you just take it off?
No.
Yes, but it takes a lot longer to put it back on.
Yeah, that's fair.
So,
although I will admit, like, that's like if we had, would we have winter again? I might just like wear that everywhere. It's great face warmer.
Do it.
Love it. So Jacinto made a reaction, recall knowledge as a free action, which is, it's a free action in this system, I think. So Jacinto will step carefully away from this thing. He's getting creeped out by it, and he will, let's see. What spells do I have that are good against ghosts or things?
Of course.
It does look solid. It does not look ethereal.
Oh. Okay. All right.
And it's glowing from within. It is actually lighting the hall.
Weird. Okay. Well, let's go with... You know what? Jacinto's going to cast Rhapsodic Aegis.
What is this?
It's a new spell. I haven't cast this one yet. So, Rhapsodic Aegis, a spell devised by the battle musicians of ancient Polonus, allows its caster to compose sonic energy into a protective barrier. The effect of this is I grant myself and each ally within range 30-foot emanation sonic resist 5 and 10 temporary hit points. If lost, these temporary hit points can't be restored, and they don't stack with other blah, 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 blah. Usual temporary hit point stuff. So Jacinto sort of backs up and then, you know, focuses for a second, and a new song sort of emanates from his position. You all sort of feel comforted. Well, feel a sense of comfort anyway. How you take it is your own business. You get, everybody has 10 temporary hit points and sonic resist 5 should that matter. That includes everybody in a 30-foot emanation. And then Artania is going to scuttle forward and take a bite at this spooky looking person, creature thing. Nope. 21 versus KAC. Steve, the undead giant, is going to just sit in the back, unless he has a throwable. I remember somebody throwing.
He does
things.
Have hurled debris.
Any debris nearby, Jet?
There's debris all over the hall. That's fine.
All right. We're going to hurl debris at this spook.
Here we go. Roll that dice.
Come on, Steve. Don't let me down.
A 35 to hit will hit.
Yeah.
For 31 bludgeoning damage.
Holy crow, go Steve! All right. And that's... Ow. That's my turn.
That hurts so bad. Lahan, what do you want to do to this poor, innocent, glowing entity that just tried to
innocent.
Touch Ava? All from your perspective, all it's done is try and touch Ava. And not inappropriately, just reach out with its childlike hands and be like, oh...
Look, we're in a hostile environment. Everything is hostile unless it declares itself.
Does it have to be mystical to know what this thing is? Do I have any?
Yeah, it would definitely need to be mystical.
Oh yeah, I don't know that. Yeah, I don't have any. I'm gonna move. Back. Yep. I'm gonna step back. And is there anything technological in this hallway?
I mean, you're in a spaceship, yes.
All right, then I will do my distracting hack thing, computers, get all my fun faint stuff. So this thing seems hard to hit. This is a...
So they have been...
I guess I could do it as a move action, but I have so many move actions. 48 to faint.
Yeah, that's so absurdly high. If something has been fainted on, they are flat-footed, right?
I'll pull it up, but that's my turn, so...
Pretty sure they're flat-footed.
Flat-footed condition until the end of my next turn, yes, because I have greater faint.
Nice. Ava's going to battle dance over and put herself in between the squishy and the bad. Lahan, you're the squishy this time around.
Yes.
And she will attack again and attempt the thing again because it's not an immune after success. It's it only works once per day on that creature. So here comes an attack. Oh, right. I have to keep telling it, no, it's not a multiple attack. 37 to hit.
37 to hit. Will hit.
For 44 sonic damage. Again, ignoring 5 energy resistance. And here comes the intimidate.
Go through.
It's lower than the last time, so it's not going to work again.
The child tries to touch you again, Ava.
Alrighty. The magic number's 31.
Yeah. Let's see if I can do it. A 30 will miss, but a natural 20 will hit.
Oh no!
It's okay.
Yeah, you do have the casa. Do you want to use the casa?
I'm so friggin' lootly.
Okay.
Never again will I take a critical hit. As long as I have resolve.
28 fire damage as the creature sort of reaches out and gently touches you, and then you just feel a pulse of heat slam into you.
Ooh. 16 fire damage, you say?
You took it from 52 to 16.
Dented casa is a great item.
Yes, so... I will... forever and always own a dented casa as any chance I get.
So Leif, are you keeping track of how many scratches and dents and whatnot that you received through your dented casa?
I have written down this will make 7. I wish I'd been keeping track of like the actual things that have like
happening. How many like punctures and
And now I'm going to start adding things. I'll have to make up the other 6, but sure. There's definitely a new burn mark on the helm on the helmet.
That's fantastic.
I can't remember how long you've had it. I feel like you had to use it on the giant flesh worm in the barn.
I don't even remember a giant flesh worm in a barn.
Remember the hillbilly farm, the ogres, and there was the genetic monstrosity that was like a whole bunch of clones mashed together.
Oh God, yeah, okay, yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
I'll write down what the burn mark is from after we've killed the thing and it's no longer metagaming.
I like the idea of it being like a little tiny child's handprint. A little bit of char. Grar.
Grar does the attacking again.
You mean you don't want to make a mysticism check?
You know what? Mysticism, I've got a plus 16. You know what? Fuck it. You know what? Why not? What is this thing? Grar asks the void. I'm sorry, the 35 is the first roll.
So 15. We did the math on this a second ago. 15 plus
1.5 times, assuming 12, would be 31. Yeah, so if it was 31. 13, okay.
So you got it. So this is a shining child.
Okay.
Let me get the full description for you.
Y'all bought one of these in Exchange.
Oh. Huh. What book?
Was the one with the Grigatog. Further into the dungeon.
So they got overshadowed.
That name.
So they are creatures of burning light and strange geometry. Shining children are a terror to behold. Beyond the flares of energy that constantly burst from their forms, particularly in beam-like gouts from their eyes and mouths, the creatures are vaguely humanoid, with strange hands that each bear four fingers, occasionally summoned by powerful wizards, or I guess in this instance, technomancers, in search of rare arcane knowledge. The shining children, who disdain individual names, communicate via telepathy, a psychic roar like metal tearing that sometimes resolves into strange, raspy words. So should this thing actually attempt to communicate, it's a weird metal tearing psychic roar. They do harbor many secrets, the greatest of which is their own origin, and there are numerous theories that abound. The shining children are beings from another dimension, avatars of a dying star, grown sentient, or creatures of light battling living darkness at the edge of reality. A shining child stands just over 4.5 feet tall and weighs 85 pounds. And they can fly, and this one's slightly hovering off the ground.
Wow. And this one is guarding this library.
What?
Well, not for long, it's not.
Oh my god.
No, I don't think that
will hit. That. Exactly, that will hit.
Oh, cool. Thank you for correcting me.
For 41 damage. This thing looks like it's bleeding light. You have ripped rents of unreality into it. There have been stab wounds. This creature's corporeal form is wavering. Jacinto, what would you like to do?
I would like to say, Grower, while completely amazed by the novelty of this thing, still really wants to know how it tastes. Come on.
No.
All right,
tastes
so
like
knowing
fire,
he'll have to find out for himself.
Knowing what we know about this thing, we're gonna have. Let's start with Steve hucking another piece of scenery at the child.
Sure, and don't forget. I believe that if you didn't mention it, you probably would have done your telepathic bond to the group.
Oh yeah, no. That's assumed at the beginning of every day.
Just wanted to make sure because sometimes
yes,
we forget.
What is a question is whether Grar has accepted the invite or not. Is Grar in the group chat yet?
I don't. Do you want Grar in the group chat?
I mean, I invite Grar to the group chat every day.
All right. Okay.
It's not a forcing thing though. It's absolutely not. Jacinto would just send a casual invite.
So it's not, Grar's not worried about himself. He's worried about you all. It's just non-stop stream cautious about I'm pretty sure you all knew Grar after about 5 to 10 minutes of it.
I was going to say, yeah. A notification, Ava has left the group chat.
Oh, no.
So Tom.
No.
Tell me how this hurled piece of debris destroys this shining child.
Oh my god, that's awesome. Well, without getting into too much detail about destroying something that has child in its name, I think the giant hucks just a piece of cinder block that fell from the wall. And it just Wicked Witch of the West's the child creature thing.
Oh my gosh.
Sure. And the creature poofs into unreality.
Right. Grar still investigates and tries to find out where it went so he can eat it.
Bear sniffing sounds.
Right? he lifts the cinder block and, scratches his head.
Sorry, Grar. Maybe next time.
He looks at you with a combination of plaintiveness and despair.
Oh no. Right.
My quest. Anyway, go on.
Well, Hey, Lahan, did you get the door open after all that, or no?
No, that thing came out of the lock.
Oh, well, let me see what I could do about it then. Does the door seem to be locked still?
Oh, 100%. Lahan did have time to report, hey, there's some magic involved, probably.
Right, okay. And that's what prompted me coming forward. All right, well, I will approach the door. Excuse me, Ava. And sort of fiddle with the door with a mysticism check. Oh, Lahan, can I borrow... Do your tools work for magic-y stuff or no? I feel like... above table, I feel like the thieves' tools allow any kind of check.
I think you are right. No.
Oh, just engineering checks. Ah, okay. Fair enough.
Yep.
Well, here's a plain old mysticism check, but it's a 42.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. There is a spell cast upon this door, locking it. Just doing mysticism isn't going to bypass it. But what it does tell you is you need to somehow disable or dispel this magic. And you're not even sure if that will make it go away permanently. You suspect that it might just suppress it for a very short period of time.
Huh.
What's this magic do?
It just locks the door.
It keeps the door locked. Very well, apparently.
So it's not going to summon the sponsor every time, right? Just one thing.
And with a 42, I will tell you, any attempt to open the door without the appropriate key will trigger the summoning of another one of those entities.
Well, there you go, Grar. I mean, if you want to try one of these things, then we might just want to open the door again or try to.
Have we found anything?
It doesn't take a lot to convince Grar.
Resembles the key.
Yeah, don't we, like, I swear I remember the mention of something that has a Sahedron rune.
That was all the way back on Sandpoint. That is not this. I know exactly where the key to this room is, and you have not found it. And
okay.
There is another component. There is another component to this lock as well that is not a physical thing, and you guys intentionally just ignored it and walked away from it.
That's funny. It's a shame that we're not, going level by experience, because this is an absolute exploit for power leveling, I think.
Right.
It is, yes.
This is the that one room in Knights of the Old Republic 2. Man, good times.
What a callback.
From downtown.
I've never played KOTOR, and I even know about that room because I had a roommate that played KOTOR.
Sure.
KOTOR 2 is better than KOTOR, in popular opinion.
I agree, once you get off of the first planet where you're a droid.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, well then, I tell you what. Maybe whatever's in that room isn't really worth it right now, because if I get us through there by dispelling this magic, which I don't even know dispel magic, I can't guarantee that I would be able to get us out of there, because the door would lock immediately upon us entering, basically. So... maybe we should poke around and see if we can find a key to the room. Because, I mean, somebody's got to have a key, right? Unless nobody does. That'd be weird. But
would be weird.
You know what they say, where there's a lock, there's a key.
Yeah.
Do they? No.
And when you're a hammer, every problem starts to look like a nail, right? So let's get hammering. I don't know where that was going. So, Jacinto will do an about face and gingerly pat Steve on the kneecap as he walks by. But we're not going to anthropomorphize this undead monstrosity. We're not. We're simply not.
You're not going to pack bond?
No, I'm not. Listen, Jet, we can't all pack bond with every NPC that we meet, okay?
I'm pretty sure that any character I play would pack bond with, like, an inanimate object that just happened to get described slightly too much.
You play a character that literally pack bonded with a sock, okay?
Hey, that thing was animate.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it was an animate sock. This is true.
Okay.
Grar tells you monsters are food, not friends.
You're right, you're right. No, we're going to leave him behind. Don't worry. If only I were a different alignment.
Don't say we all.
Okay.
Let's check this story.
We should play a one shot where we're all just evil as all heck. I don't think we'd even make it through it, though.
Oh, gosh. How do you think I'm doing with... Never mind, we're not going to get...
Leifwood.
You're doing a good Maruk. Yeah. So I'm just going to show you what's behind this door. A stone wall.
Oh, wonderful.
Man, they really stonewalled us there.
And then I'll show you what's behind this door over here.
More of
it's
the
a stone
same.
Wall, everybody.
Very good.
What about
good.
This door at the end here?
That's actually just like the door is still standing, but the hall around it has been turned into a crumpled, mangled mess.
Yeah, it's a door to more rock.
Okay.
Well, in this instance, it would be like an obsidian sort of steel composite thing, because I think I described the ship as...
Right.
Some weird material that I made up.
So were these like alcoves for something?
Sorry, my allergies have chosen this time to act up. So... The double doors there that go to a stone wall, they look like they were actually leading somewhere, and someone has sealed off that corridor. That looks like it was intentional and relatively recent. Ah. The one that's to the south looks as though, you know, as the ship was floating out in this field and taking damage slowly over the millennia, whatever room that opened into had been, like, caved in and damaged beyond gotcha. Your ability to maneuver in there.
Fair enough.
Okay, let's check the door that we left behind.
Yep.
Sure.
Come along, Steve.
He backtracked for a glowing child.
You did. Yeah. You backtracked for a glowing child. And an opportunity to go into a library.
An opportunity to get locked in a library.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys have like nearly infinite money. You could have just kept pulling spell gems out.
Yeah, but that's cheaty. I don't like doing that a bunch.
All right. Ava immediately turns to her party and says, "Shh, there's something big in here."
This is a vast chamber. It might have once been a lecture hall, but now the place is empty of furniture. There are 6 5-foot-wide pillars, each carved with spiraling patterns of runes, rising up to support a 100-foot-high ceiling. Spread throughout the hall in neatly organized stacks and piles are technomantic trappings, candles, data chips, tablets, knives, and ingredients. The entire place looks like a technomancer's laboratory or storeroom. At the west end of the room, directly opposite you, where you're standing right now, Ava, is a 20-foot-wide stage. There sits a large mound of furs, an immense chair, a table stacked high with more tablets and data chips, a footlocker sitting under the table against the far wall, and this individual. Come on.
Mock Mirian, I presume.
Yep. Presumably Mock Mirian. And he watches you open the door and Ava creep in. And he's like, "Man, I had a voice for him, but it's been so long, I've lost it."
What a weird thing to say.
Yeah, no, he doesn't say that. That was me. Man, just give me
I'm
one second.
I'm so
Vamp,
full of
Vamp,
snark today.
Vamp.
I'm sorry, Jet. Oh, I can't help it sometimes. It's just like...
It's okay. The moment can be salvaged. Do it.
Jet, I think Jet's still looking for his actual voice.
I'm just going to wing it.
No moment. Go ahead.
You finally arrived. And I think we're going to stop there. I'm going to just do that little simple phrase.
Rude.
Because you have had little run-ins and little hints of Mock Mirian. And one thing that is sitting on that table is a glass jar with a very large head sitting in it, suspended in fluid. And if you'll recall... You fought the Headless Lord in another room.
Yes. Yes, we did. That was the room that I filled with etheric shards in a couple places. Yes.
That's also where you acquired Steve.
Yeah. Yeah. Love Steve.
And I think that's where we're going to pause. Next episode will be the battle with Mokmirian.
Oh, snap. All right.
All right.
Next episode should be next week, right?
Oh, God, please.
I don't foresee anything happening.
Well, okay,
please,
so,
for the love of all that is
not gone wood.
Uh-oh, no, Connor has something to say.
I'm going to be... Yeah, that's right. I'm going to be in Europe.
Oh, wow. All right.
Snap.
Thanks, Army.
Thanks, Army.
Thanks, Army. Oh. I don't suppose you have internet in Europe.
We do have internet in Europe. We also have time zone differences in Europe. So if I'm able to, you know, log on at 3 a.m. to go...
Oh, know, no.
It'll be just like it'll be just like Attack of the Swarm.
Like Attack of the Swarm.
Oh,
it's
no.
It's not a good callback for those who are familiar, by the way.
No, that was a tough time.
Yeah, we made it through, though. Anyway, so maybe... I don't want to wait another 2 months to have another session, so maybe I'll just like power through it. We'll see. We'll see how I feel.
If you can't, Conrad, I am right now, before we forget and let it fly under the radar. Tom, yeah. Leif, and Nick, if Conrad cannot make it, I will run Monster of the Week for the three of you and we can stream it.
Yes.
I'm down.
I'm in.
And we're talking about it now in person-ish.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
So,
you know, yeah, we could even like get really meta about it and play our Starfighter characters like playing Monster of the Week.
Yeah. Oh, you remember when this room weirdly reminds me of that one time we played Space Monster of the Week. Do you remember that? That was and then yeah.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
It'll be a cutscene. It'll be great.
Sure. Yeah, we could do that. That would be
that would actually be a lot of fun.
Okay, cool. Yes, we could do that. Just wanted to put that out there before we forgot, and then I send off a message and then no, and then people don't see the message and it's fine. That's not a dig, Leif. That's just stuff happens.
Yeah, stuff definitely happens. A lot.
So, that's already said. That's possibly in the air, but we prefer to have Conrad with us if that's possible. I'd like to thank Paizo for Rise of the Rune Lords. Though it is apparently like a slightly cursed adventure path and that it's very hard for people to finish it, we will power through. And I know I've said it before, but a reminder, we're skipping book 5. I don't feel like it adds anything, and it touches on some topics I don't want to touch on. So we're going to cut right to book 6 after this.
That's fair.
So nice. There's that. Leif, I'd like to thank you for running audio. Who do we have to thank for their wonderful music?
Yes, thank you to Lo-Fi Girl. And, oh, where did it go? Oh, my notes. Alex Productions, there he is. Yes, Lo-Fi Girl and Alex Productions.
I'd like to thank Nick for Steve Colling's Isle of Lore status icons, because Nick gifted those to me, and they're super cute. I'd also just like to thank everyone for playing with me. This is something I have been missing, and I am looking forward to. I want to finish this story very much.
We're going
to
do it.
We're going to do
it.
We're
going to do it. What do we got coming up this Sunday, Nick?
Oh, this Sunday is, goodness gracious, where did we leave our heroes last Sunday? I should be ready for this question. You ask it every week. Ghosts, that's right. Our heroes are going to be dealing with a poltergeist. They figured out what it was at the end of last week's episode, and this week they're going to see what they can do about this malevolent spirit.
Awesome. If anyone has any questions, comments, or shout outs, feel free to email us at nonstandardaction@gmail.com. You could also contact us on our Discord. The link should be below, either in the show notes, or if you're watching us on Twitch, there should be a link down below there. And speaking of Discord, on Discord are a couple different links. One can be found in the welcome channel. One is in the feedback channel. And they will take you to a form that will allow you to submit icebreaker questions. If there's anything you want to know about the characters, or I suppose the players, but we typically aim them at the characters because that, oh, you know, shows us more about the world and everything. You can go there. And why wouldn't you? We're relatively friendly, I think.
Pretty friendly.
Post a lot of random pictures of Chicago and our pets.
One of us posts a lot of random pictures about Chicago.
No, it's all of us. All of us.
That's one of my favorite pastimes, is looking up random pictures of Chicago.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. I've got great views in my office, and my office is a boat.
Don't you apologize, Jed. They're great pictures of Chicago.
Yes, correct.
Absolutely, 100%.
So, I think I've hit everything. It's been a minute since we've done this. I think it's time for us to say goodbye to everyone.
Bye,
goodbye
to everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.